Hello, this is the Archaeology News Weekly, and I'm David Connolly. This news is brought to you in partnership between Stone Pages and the British Archaeological Jobs and Resources website. All the stories have been collected from various sources, and to view details on each story, including the source, please see the Stone Pages website at news.stonepages.com. And now, the main headlines from around the world are as follows. A National Geographic report says that Stonehenge lacks magic. Isfahan's prehistoric civilization is to be studied in Iran. An ancient Mycenaean suit of armour from Dendera is now due for conservation after 46 years. Archaeologists investigate a British site in West Sussex. A Bronze Age settlement is unearthed in Malta. And did Neanderthals and modern humans interbreed? The suggestion that they did re-emerges after a new discovery. Stone Age man camped out on the site of a new sewage work in Berkshire. And another ancient tomb is discovered in Cyprus. Ancient rock art in Utah is vandalized. And finally, the oldest complete skeleton of a child found in Europe is found dating back 10,000 years. The UNESCO World Heritage Site Stonehenge is destined for trouble, a new survey has found. The National Geographic Traveller magazine marked the site 56 out of 100 against criteria including historic preservation and tourism management. Survey panellists said Stonehenge was a mess, overloved and crowded. English Heritage, which looks after the site, said it was actively seeking to revamp its visitor facilities and improve the nearby A303 road. More than 400 tourism experts rated 94 World Heritage Sites in the third survey of its kind for National Geographic. The researchers ranked Stonehenge 75th in the list of destinations and declared it to be in moderate trouble. They said Stonehenge had a massive number of tourists, making for a crowded, noisy environment. Local people appeared not to benefit from the site, and its aesthetic qualities were compromised by the existing road layout and adjacent development. The verdict on Stonehenge went on with the following comments. What a mess. Compelling, but overloved. And certainly the current experience lacks magic. Crowd control is a good thing, but over-regulation has made the visitor's experience rather disappointing, and the charm has gone. Would it be good if something is done to the surrounding landscape, was the final comment. But while the criticism of Stonehenge, which last year received 800,000 visitors, may dismay tourism chiefs, it was welcomed by its owners. In a statement, English Heritage said, "It is true that the site has lost some of its magic, but the fact is that it is the only UK World Heritage site to have been nominated as one of the new Seven Wonders of the World." Last year, planning permission was refused for a new visitor centre at Stonehenge, but English Heritage plans to appeal against the decision in December. It also said that the much-needed improvements to the A303, which had been endorsed at a public inquiry, were now subject to a government review as a result of cost increases. During the previous excavations at Kopanda Tepe in Isfahan in Iran, archaeologists succeeded in identifying a 6,000-year-old civilization near Gavekune Swamp. So far, archaeological investigations near Zayande Rud River in the city of Isfahan resulted in the discovery of some architectural remains and residential settlement, as well as three skeletons which had been buried within the residential dwellings. Now, archaeologists are determined to resume their excavations in this historical site to find out more about this ancient civilization. Archaeological evidence indicates that settlement in this area most likely dated back 6,000 years. Archaeologists believe that the historical site must have been in relation to Giroft and the burnt city, and most probably it was once Isfahan's satellite residential settlement. Due to security reasons, the archaeological team has not yet announced the exact location of Kopanda Tepe to prevent possible plundering of the site by illegal diggers. However, I may say that the name might just give it away. The Central Archaeological Council has decided that the only complete example of a Mycenaean suit of armour ever found is to be sent for conservation work, 46 years since its discovery at Dendera. Dating from the 15th century BCE, it's made of four pieces, a neck piece, two epaulettes, a breastplate, and an articulated section with three straps to protect the rest of the warrior's torso. Broad strips of metal were fastened to the leather lining, which appears to have covered the body from neck to knee. At 15 kilos, its weight must have made it hard to move in, and it's believed that it was not worn on the battlefield, but in circumstances where a show of prestige was in order. Until recently, the armour was on display at the Archaeological Museum of Napoleon. Among the other objects found in May 1966 by Nikos Verdelis and Paul Astrom. At the time, they were investigating one of the graves in the cemetery at Dendera, which had been subject to an attempted raid. They found a large number of impressive objects, of which the suit of armour was an exceptional example of Mycenaean art, the only one known to have been found that predates the geometric era. The Ancient and Modern Monuments Conservation Directorate, which studied the suit of armour, reported that it needed treatment, not only because it was 46 years since the original preservation work, but because the modern methods can reveal more detail. So far, examination has shown that the armour is fragile, has severe cracks, and is broken in places. The study proposes construction of a new display case from Japan with anti-seismic features, and also made of glass so that the armour is visible from all angles, as well as a firmer means of support. Archaeologists have moved into fields which could, in years to come, house the hundreds of homes proposed for the controversial Site 6 site near Bognor in West Sussex in England. The first of more than 300 sample trenches across the whole site and a link road in excess of 60 hectares is part of investigations into the ancient significance of the land. Undertaken by developers Hallam Land Management, the extensive results will be evaluated by archaeologists from the CGMS, which is managing the excavations. Speaking for the company, Rob Bourne said that it was early days to come to any conclusions about the land, but they have discovered some pits and postholes, which could be the remains of buildings or fences, and also some sort of Bronze Age or Roman field system. Overall, they expect to find relatively similar results to the North Berested site, with remains of Bronze Age settlement found there. The exploration began several weeks ago and was expected to continue until around Christmas, when all the trenches will be backfilled. Archaeological investigations have unearthed traces of Bronze Age settlement and Roman remains in historic Santa Margherita Cemetery in Rabat, Malta. The investigation followed the discovery of remains during construction works to extend the burial ground by the health department. The traces of Bronze Age settlement within the cemetery enclosure are possibly the single most discovery. This was from Mr. Kutiyar, explaining that it is the first scientifically attested prehistoric remains found in Rabat. The find pushes back the foundation of the town to the 10th century BCE at the latest. The construction works of the cemetery last year had made no provision for archaeological monitoring, so the report on the site's discovery reached the superintendents with some delay, and they had to invoke the Cultural Heritage Act to stop works in order to assess the situation and record the emerging archaeological finds. Negotiations with the developer took almost a year to complete, and archaeological investigations were initiated this summer. The scientific investigations conducted have indicated various traces of a Bronze Age settlement within the area, an important find that takes on even greater significance if put within the context of other Bronze Age discoveries at Matarfa and Medina. The cluster of findings indicates that between the Middle and Late Bronze Age, a substantial prehistoric settlement had developed in and around Medina. The 2005 excavations carried out by the superintendents in this site and those carried out this summer at Santa Margherita in Rabat have demonstrated without a doubt that a considerable settlement existed in the area at least 400 years prior to the arrival of the Phoenicians on the island of Malta. Archaeologists have identified fossils belonging to some of the earliest humans to settle in Europe. The research team has dated six bones found in a cave in Romania to around 30,000 years ago. The finds also raise questions about the possible place of Neanderthals in modern human ancestry. Details of the discoveries appear in the US journal Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences. The human bones were first identified at the site, the Cave of the Old Woman, in 1952, but have now been reassessed. Eric Trinkaus from Washington University in St. Louis and his colleagues obtained radiocarbon dates directly from the fossils and analysed their anatomical form. The results showed that the fossils were 30,000 years old and had the diagnostic features of modern humans or Homo sapiens. But Professor Trinkaus and his colleagues argue, controversially, that the bones also display features that were characteristic of our evolutionary cousins, the Neanderthals. Neanderthals appear in the European fossil record about 400,000 years ago, and at their peak, these physically powerful hunters dominated a wide range, spanning Britain and Iberia in the west, to Israel in the south, and Uzbekistan in the east. Modern humans are thought to have entered Europe around 40,000 years ago, and within 10,000 years, the Neanderthals had largely disappeared from the continent. By 25,000 years ago, the last survivors vanished from their refuge on the Iberian Peninsula. While many researchers think Neanderthals were simply driven to extinction, either by climate change or competition with the modern humans, a handful of scientists believe they interbred with the incomers and contributed to the modern gene pool. Professor Trinkhouse and his co-researchers point to several anatomical features of the Romanian bones that are either primitive-looking or characteristic of Neanderthals. The bones, mostly deriving from an adult female, consist of a cranium, a shoulder blade, a leg bone and other fragments. Because they were found lying on the cave floor surface, the fossils were originally dismissed as being modern and remained unexamined for 5 decades. An intriguing find was that the woman had a relatively narrow shoulder blade or scapula. Modern humans have relatively wide scapula, useful for throwing spears and other developed technologies, but the woman's scapula is narrower and more similar to what we see in Neanderthals, who are not thought to have used these advanced technologies. Professor Clive Gamble from Royal Holloway in London said the discoveries would yield valuable information about early modern humans in Europe, but he was cautious about the evidence of interbreeding with Neanderthals. He points out that it has been known for some time that the earliest modern humans in Europe were, as he puts it, a funny-looking bunch. They were distinctive, heavily built, and particularly in the skull. And the question is whether these robust features show that they were up to no good with the Neanderthal woman behind boulders on the tundra, or whether they were just a very rugged population. The only way to tell would be to look at the ancient DNA. When DNA is extracted from the classic Neanderthal skeleton, the last ancestor of both modern humans and Neanderthals turns out to have lived 600,000 years ago. Similar claims have also surrounded early human skulls from Mladic in the Czech Republic and the skeleton of a male child unearthed in 1998 at a rock shelter in Portugal. The boy, who died around 25,000 years ago, has been described as a hybrid with a mixture of modern and Neanderthal features. 10,000-year-old remains have been unearthed at a sewage works near Kintbury in Berkshire, in England. The Stone Age flint work, which dates back to 8,000 BCE, has been found along with Bronze and Iron Age artifacts. The items were discovered during a survey undertaken by Thames Water before they embarked on renovations to the sewage work. The flint, which had been used for making tools, dates back to the Mesolithic period that ran from 10,000 to 4,000 BCE. Other finds at the Thames Water sewage treatment plant have given archaeologists clues about how the land was laid out. For example, evidence of two large gateposts indicate there was an imposing entrance to the site. Pieces of Bronze Age urn and shards of Iron Age pottery were also discovered clustered in pits and ditches. All these finds will go on display at the West Berkshire Museum after it has been analysed and cleaned. They are set to be exhibited around August next year. A royal tomb, the 11th in number, has been uncovered in Cyprus in the Salamis area, close to the Park Hotel, after excavations performed by the Antiquities of Museums Department. According to Hassan Tekel, in charge of the Famagusta District Office of the Antiquities and Museums Department, the tomb which was found belongs to the first archaic period, around 800 BCE. Among the funeral gifts found in the tomb were 2 amphora, 1 earthenware jar for wine, 1 oil lamp, 2 bowls, 1 piece of earthenware decorated with flower designs, and several broken pieces of ceramics. Vandals have defaced an ancient rock art panel near Vernal in Utah, USA. Blaine Phillips, a Bureau of Land Management archaeologist, said that sometime in the last 10 days, they engraved names and dates across the whole rock art panel and have pretty much destroyed it. The panel was one of only 4 examples of the Barrier Canyon style of rock art found in the Vernal area. Experts believe the rock art dates back several thousand years, though little is known about the early American Indians who created the images. The style includes ghostly-looking human-sized figures with no legs. Bureau of Land Management officials are now trying to determine whether the rock art panel is on government or private property, which will dictate the agency which investigates vandalism. If it's on federal land, vandalism is in violation of the Archaeological Resources Protection Act, and the BLM intend to aggressively pursue an investigation. The state also has similar legislation that can be used in pursuing the vandals if the rock art is determined to be on state or private land. Anyone who has information about the incident should contact the BLM's Avernal Field Office on 435 781 4400. That was 435 781 4400. Let's try and help get these guys. Archaeologists have unearthed an 8,000-year-old skeleton of a child in the village of Ohodin, northwest Bulgaria. Archaeologist Georgi Ganesovkovic, the leader of the excavation, said the findings had been made at the southern end of a prehistoric funeral site, which was found just 2 metres below the current ground level and was completely preserved in its original form. Archaeologists at the site have also discovered a whole skeleton of a woman a year ago, which dated to 8,100 BCE. The 8,000-year-old child skeleton was supposed to be the most ancient one in Europe that has been discovered intact, although the remains were partly damaged, said the archaeologists. It's believed that the inhabitants of the prehistoric village had been the first in the Balkans to discover pottery and build insulated homes. Well, there's something we can all take a lesson from, can I add? Can I also remind people that many new archaeological and heritage employment opportunities, as well as a UK heritage calendar, library and guidance section can be found on Badger. That's www.bajr.org. Can I also remind people that they can find out more from Stonepages, news.stonepages.com. Thanks very much for listening to Archaeology News Weekly. We hope you'll return again to us next week.